This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn 503 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. July corn 507, down 12. September corn 502 and a half, down 10 and three quarters. May soybeans 1473 and a half, down 57 and a quarter. July soybeans 1461, down 51 and three quarters. August soybeans 1399 and three quarters, down 41. May wheat 698 and three quarters, down 14 and a quarter. July wheat 707 and a quarter, down 14 and a quarter. September wheat 716, down 13 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon, beginning with the cancellation of delivery contracts for export and technical trading caused soybean prices to plunge lower. Corn and wheat prices were cut by technical trading in response to the break in the soybeans. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 13 cents lower at 482 to 501. Soybean bids were 52 to 59 cents lower at 1439 to 1470. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 to 12 cents lower at 471 to $5. Soybean bids were 40 to 47 cents lower at 1460 to 1476. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 11 to 12 cents lower at 486 to 518. Soybeans were 42 to 53 cents lower at 1457 to 1487. Wheat bids were 14 cents lower at 669 to 707. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 52 cents lower at 1486 to 1516. The basis was steady at 25 to 55 over the July. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 506.70 to 526.70 a ton. That was $17 lower, with the basis steady at 30 to 50 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 8 to 11 cents lower at 507 to 517. Basis was 1 to 4 higher at option to 10 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their corn bids 10 to 11 cents lower at 508 to 513, with the basis at 1 to 6 over the July. Soybeans ended 60 cents lower at 1471 to 1479, with the basis at 10 to 18 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 13 to 14 cents lower at 682 to 684, and the basis steady to one higher at 23 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 to 13 cents lower at 531 to 533. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 54 to 62 cents, with quotations of 1496 to 1501. Soft wheat closed 13 to 21 cents lower at 720 to 728, and Milo ended the day 7 to 10 cents lower at 527 to 529. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 458 to 475, and soybeans 1169 to 1207. In the central part of the state, corn was 460 to 480, and soybeans 1193 to 1209. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 465 to 481, and soybeans from 1191 to 1222. Soft wheat ranged from 667 to $7. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, $139.25, up $2.05. August live cattle, $138.57, up $2.50. October live cattle, $142.55, up $2.15. May feeder cattle, $183.95, up $2.75. August feeder cattle, $190.47, up $3. September feeder cattle, $190.97, up $3. May lean hogs, $117.37, down 30 cents. June lean hogs, $122.80, down 32 cents. July lean hogs, $122.70, up 30 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 1st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 59 cents lower in the range of 104 to 109, with the weighted average carcass price of 106.44. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 77 to 87, 4 to 5 weights 84 to 90, 5 to 6 weights 86 to 93, and 6 weights and up 87 to 95. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 74 to 81. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,404 head. And now the report from Reels Livestock Auction for Wednesday, April 30th. They had receipts of 261 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 150 to 156.50. Select and choice steers, 140 to 147. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 131 to 135. And select Holstein steers, 122 to 125. Choice slaughter heifers, 144.50 to 155.50. And on to the slaughter cows. Starting with the premiums, they brought 134. Breakers were 98 to 104.50. Boners were 98 to 105, with some high dressing bringing 107 to 128. Leans were 80 to 89. And the high dressing 95.50 to 101. Lightweight bulls were bringing 110 to 111, and the 1500 pound and up bulls were bringing 113 to 117 with the high dressing at 121. Now on to the Greenville livestock auction. They had receipts of 737 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 145 to 152. Select and choice, 140 to 146. Select steers, 130.50 to 135. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 135 to 140. And select and choice, 125 to 135. Holstein steers select were 115.50 to 125. Choice slaughter heifers were 145 to 150. Select and choice, 137 to 145. Now in the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 290 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $113.78, and that was $2.02 lower. From the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 140 to 150.50, and on a dress basis, 236 to 238. Heifers on a live basis were 148, and on a dress basis, 231.50 to 235. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 230.34, and that was 276 lower. with select carcasses at $220.98, and that was $1.31 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was at 119,000 compared to 118,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 415,000 compared to 420,000 last week and 410,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I am Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.08. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.10. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.99. June corn delivered to Scottville, $5.01. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.69. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.64. May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.58. June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.53. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.92. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.08. Corn at Scottville is $4.99. Beans at Greenfield are $14.69. Beans at Scottville are $14.58. And wheat at Scottville is $6.92. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is now accepting applications for new conservation initiatives developed in the 2014 Farm Bill. The new programs, the Agricultural Conservation Easements Program and Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program, will provide up to $386 million to help farmers restore wetlands, protect working ag lands, support outdoor recreation activities, and boost the economy. Applications for ACEP funding must be submitted by the individual state deadline or June 6th, whichever comes first. You can visit www.nrcs.usda.gov/get-started for more information. Applications for VPA HIP are due by June 16th and should be completed at grants.gov. The Hard Red Winter Wheat Crop Tour was held this week, primarily in Kansas. Tim Bartman is Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association Executive Director and was driving one of the tour routes with several team members. He says the wheat yield potential deteriorated on the tour's second day.
Even over to the largest wheat producing areas there around Wichita, it was a pretty sobering day, and hearing from the folks that have been around this a long time, realizing that this is probably the worst crop they've seen on this tour in many, many of years.
In Oklahoma, reporters estimate the crop at 70.5 million bushels. Private crop consultant Dale Fain was a tour moderator.
Well, as a whole, it's not good. Now, you know, eastern Oklahoma definitely has had some rains, and that part of the country is certainly doing much better. But where the wheat is grown mostly from central to western Oklahoma, it's pretty bad. It goes from fair to poor to none. And this is likely to be the poorest crop year that we've experienced in those 40 years that we've had this meeting.
The tour ended on Thursday. The Southern Illinois Wheat Tour will be held May 28th. Last month, USDA announced that they will be asking pork producers from across the country to report to them cases of PEDV. Dr. Ron Prestige, president-elect of the National Pork Producers Council, shares his thoughts.
If it ends up resulting in a lot of red tape required of veterinarians and producers to comply with the reporting of PED cases, I have a fear that it could cause people to intentionally try to hide positive PED cases, which of course would be counterproductive for the disease's control.
PEDV has been with us for about a year, and Prestige comments on whether USDA should have become involved sooner.
In all fairness to USDA, they, I think, probably considered what their involvement should have been a year ago. This disease is what what's classified as a transboundary disease. It wasn't on the list of reportable disease. It's not classified as an FAD, a foreign animal disease. It's not on the OIE list. With this particular disease, there was no understanding of what USDA's role should be with a transboundary disease such as PED. I'm a little bit surprised that it's taken a year to get to the point where they've made the decision to start requiring the reporting of PED. But, you know, maybe, you know, after we look back on this several months from now, we'll say it was better later than never.
So, will the reporting scheme have either long-term or short-term benefits? Prestige explains.
It definitely could be, because if we had one entity that said, here's exactly the information and data that we need on all lab submissions, and we already have a system in place in this country called the Federal Premise ID system that would be a great tool for being able to track where positive cases were, exactly when they occurred, whether it was a sow farm, a nursery, a finisher, et cetera, that would be very, very helpful if that's the way they played it. Because right now you have in different states, different information is submitted on lab samples, which makes it difficult to try to compile the usefulness of that information as you cross state lines.
Again, that was President-elect of the National Pork Producers Council, Dr. Ron Prestige. Agriculture is notoriously unstable, according to Purdue University economist Don Perlberg in his classic study of American farm policy published in 1964. Stuart Trulson says greater stability was a step forward for the farm economy and agriculture as a whole, in Perlberg's view.
American agriculture is reaching the point of greater stability. By any number of measures, the farm economy is stronger today than in the past. According to USDA's Economic Research Service, the farm debt-to-asset ratio is expected to be at its lowest level since 1960, when ERS first began calculating it. Farm assets in both real and nominal terms are forecast to be the highest on record. The number of farms and amount of land in farming are still declining today, but the pace is slowing. Greater stability also has been achieved through a consistent long-term farm policy that is market-oriented and provides a safety net to help farmers manage the risk of extreme weather events and precipitous declines in farm prices. Farming and ranching are still inherently risky. That hasn't changed. But American agriculture is stronger and more stable, and that benefits everyone.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.